finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. And one thing I like talking about, nothing more on this show, is reviewing things I have never seen. But more importantly than that is reviewing reviews of things I haven't seen before. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a review of a review, and we don't have any theme music for it. Of course we don't. What do you take this for? Are you kidding me? This is excellent production. What are you talking about? And we're just going to use the Price is Right theme because that's a catch-all and all business for it. Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen. I think the 1.1 million views that this has on YouTube is mainly because of me. Just saying, I think I've watched this more times than I've admit. Alright! Ladies and gentlemen, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is the subject of this week's review of review. This person, Miss or Mr. Kari, titled, "What the hell did I just watch?" They write, "I actually lost a lot of brain cells today." Okay. "I should have trusted my instinct, which told me after 10 minutes of this atrocity written, poorly shot, and narcissistically acted nonsense that I should leave. But then I told myself, let's stick." Okay. Let's stick. Alright. "Maybe it'll redeem itself. Oh, but no, it just got worse. Till across all lines of idiocy, the characters were disposable stick figures with no concept of personality at all. Jokes were bad, really, really bad, and you could feel how pathetically they were inserted into the movie just to get some redeeming value from former comic reliefs who also failed. Okay. I left mid-movie, as I could easily sit and stare at a blank wall and pay money for it all. And I still lose money, but at least I will get my neons alive." Okay, keep my neons alive. Okay, first of all, I love the fact that this person's put in the words like narcissistically and pathetically and... what was the other one? Oh, atrocity. I love those words in the English language. They're very powerful. But, seriously, let's stick. That's gotta be... Come on, guys, let's stick. Right. It sounds like I'm saying something else. That's why you haven't heard the dumb button yet, but there you go. One person, moving on. RaisinBan31 said it's titled... "One of the worst films. Plain and simple, this is one of the worst films I've ever seen. Maybe the expectations were too high, but I've rarely been disappointed by a Marvel movie. As a comedy, this was so-so. It had some good jokes at times. As a superhero action movie, it was just crap. Nothing happens more than an hour, and it doesn't get just bleh." Wow, let me try that sentence again. "As a superhero movie, action movie..." Okay, first of all, no. Second of all, also no. "It was just crap. Space. Nothing happens..." Sorry, I've inserted a space there. "Nothing happens for more than an hour. When it doesn't, it's just CGI. Characters do not show any superpowers. They are just for making jokes. There are no real fights or action sequences. Not to mention, the story is terrible. I don't really understand why I'm talking like a robot. Also, I don't understand why everyone is so impressed by this movie. It's nothing that Marvel throws at us is amazing. It clearly should have had higher standards, ... Okay, first of all, never end your review with parentheses. Also, As a superhero, is a superhero movie action movie? As opposed, okay, one movie wasn't enough, so you had to have a superhero action hero movie with lots of action heroes. Pow pow. Anyway, God, can I just turn that, whatever I just did to the camera, youtube.com/genericliveshow, whatever I just did to the camera, superheroes, ding, 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 ding. Anyway, I think I have that on soundboard. Ding, ding, where's ding, ding? Nope, that's not ding, ding. I don't have ding, ding. Where's ding, ding? There you go. There you go. Alright, there you go. I also have a chicken. That wasn't me hitting the dump button, that was me hitting my chicken. Anyway, do we have time for one more ground control? Why not? Alright, should they say. Alright, so Jeffrey Goons from Sweden says, cringy and gooey. First half of the movie is okay, but it doesn't make up for the awkward, gooey last half. Oh, God. Okay, first of all, I don't know. This segment's becoming awkward and gooey. The story is too familiar. The awkward scenes are too much time and leaves little room for the story to become great. The emotional part of the movie doesn't feel real because it's the lack of build-up. If you see this movie, I hope your expectations were lowered, thus making your experience better than mine. That review is awkward and gooey. What can I say? There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is review of a review. I love doing these things. You know what I love more than anything else? It's poking fun of other people. That's really what I enjoy in life. No, that's review of a review, ladies and gentlemen. Love doing that segment. Love it. Love it whenever it comes into the schedule. Love doing that. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, we lost a lot of great people this week. A lot of great people passed away, and we're going to be doing a sort of in memoriam kind of segment for them, if you will. Kind of give you some greater details on their great works and the likes of that. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's 9:31.